Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everyone, to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin. I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. I had so much fun. If you missed the first episode, here's a little bit about me. I'm a comedian. This is a call-in show where every week we're going to have a different topic. Last week was siblings. We may do dating. Anything. You don't even know what we're going to talk about. The way you find out is every week on my Instagram and TikTok, I'll let you know the topic. It's at Robin Shaw Comic. And you will call in at 720-727-6296. And you will tell me your problems. I will give you advice. Or maybe you'll just vent and I'll listen. Hell, I may just complain to you and because I don't want to pay for therapy anymore and I just need someone to listen to me. Either way, every week is going to be so much fun. So make sure you're following along so you know the topic. This week's topic is pet peeves of your significant others. So let's go into pet peeves of my exes. Oh, a little bit of my history. I've had three long-term boyfriends and then a lot of really, really short-term boyfriends. I literally call every man I've ever slept with, kissed with, or laid eyes on a boyfriend short-term, but three long-term. And there was, we'll call him the realtor. I don't want to say real names so I don't get sued. Realtor, I dated him for 2 years. Then there was Hercules. That's not his real name. I met him on Halloween. He was Hercules and I was Catwoman. Hercules for 6 years, and then Snappy I dated for 5 years. He was the most recent. We call him Snappy because our relationship was long distance, and when we first started dating, we would have sexy time through Snapchat, but this was like in the beginning when Snapchat for the videos were only 10 seconds at a time, and you had to hold it down, so I would send him like a sexy 10-second video, and then it would send, and then he would like do 10 seconds of him like unzipping, but the time would be about to show his penis, and like cut off, right? It was a very awkward beginning to our relationship. But we dated for 5 years and he's lovely and I love him very much. Still a good friend of mine. Okay, but let's talk about all the pet peeves that he did that it drove me crazy. All right, there's three. There's three that really just may have been the reason this relationship ended. First, this man used the word fine in replace of great or amazing or excellent. For example, I would say, hey, Snappy, what do you think of this outfit? He'd go, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And I would say, oh, so you don't like it? He'd go, no, I just said it's fine. I'm like, exactly. You said it's fine. It's not great. He goes, it's the same thing. I said, no, Snappy. That's not the same thing. Is it great or is it fine? He's like, it's fine. It's great. I'm like, no, that's not the same thing. Or I would send him a funny video of mine. I'm like, watch this video. What do you think? He'd go, it's fine. I was like, oh, you don't think it's funny? He goes, no, I do. I said, it's fine. Oh my gosh. Guys, can you please message me? Tell me I'm not crazy. Fine is not the same thing as funny, great, amazing, sexy. Like, you imagine I come out in lingerie and he's like, oh, that's fine. What? That's fine? It's not fine. Okay. Which then brings us to number two. This man, when we were fighting, his voice would get low and slow. So I'd be like, you idiot, you don't treat me right. And he'd go, Robin, I understand. I respect that's how you feel, but that's not the situation. And I would go, Snappy, just because you're talking slow and just because you're lowering your voice doesn't mean you're smarter or correct. Right? And he'd go, I understand. That's how you feel. And it would drive me crazy. Like, just yell, just get emotional, say something. But he thought calmness makes you a better person and it doesn't. Anyway, so that was pet peeve number two. And the third one is, now this is really small and maybe you're going to say, Robin, he's in the right. Actually, I feel like you guys are going to say he's in the right, but he was in the wrong. This little pet peeve of his, it was crazy. He would mop the floor from one corner out. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so you know how when you're mopping, you just mop, right? You go, I know you can't see me, all right? Someone go watch my Instagram story so you can see what I'm doing. You go like this, right? No, he started in the corner and then had to walk itself out. So if I tried to mop, he would then come and say, you're doing it incorrectly. Doing it incorrectly. I am helping do the chores. And he's like, that's not how it should be done. It needs to be from corner out. Well, guess what? I stopped mopping altogether. We didn't even live together. I was like, well, I'm going to prove him. I'm just going to have dirty floors forever. So those were my pet peeves, which I'm trying to think, was that why we broke up? Imagine 5 years down the drink because I hated the way he mopped. No, but anyway, those are my pet peeves. There was some other, but those are the big ones. Anyway, I want to hear your guys' pet peeves for your significant others. So let's get my brother in here. We call him Security. Let's get Security in here. Now, Security, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Now, do you have pet peeves from a significant other or an ex?
Yes, okay, definitely.
Let's hear. What?
The letter K.
What do you mean?
Texting back the letter K. Like I ask, say, hey, we're going to let's do this tonight, K. I'm like, no, give me more. Don't just answer. Hey, I got to do this later, you know. Okay, I'll see you. You know, I have to cancel plans, K.
Oh, yeah, we need a little more.
And I'm like, okay, are you mad? Are you happy? Is this okay? Are we cool? K.
Yeah. No, you know what? That's almost as bad as, so I was texting with this guy and I wrote him like something like flirty and he put a heart on it. He didn't heart back. He hearted the comment.
He didn't send the heart. Yeah. He just
that's
heart.
Actually worse, right? He doesn't like me.
That's not even a response.
Better than a thumbs up. That's not a pet peeve. That's a realization.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's take some calls.
All right.
Wait, Security, before you take the first call, I just want to remind people to know the topic every week. Make sure you're following me on Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic, so you know what we're talking about each week. And when you call in, the phone number is 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296. All right, give me my first call.
All right. We have Elaine on the phone.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I can't believe I get to talk to you.
Oh, this is so fun, right?
Yes.
Okay, so first tell me, are you currently in a relationship?
I have been married for almost 17 years.
Wow, congratulations. Happily or stuck? Don't answer, Elaine. Don't answer.
Actually, happily, but when you were like, just call us with one pet peeve, I was like, oh, well, I have a list.
Okay, well, we'll take your top two. So you ready? Lay them on me.
Okay. My top number one is he has taught my child to do this too now. She's in high school. They will eat like a leftover off of a plate in the fridge and put the plate back in the refrigerator empty.
Wait, what? Is he an animal?
I don't understand. I said to him, he just did this the other day. Okay, we have chickens. We live in a rural area, so we have chickens. And I had chicken eggs in a bowl in the fridge. He used the last of them that were in there and just left the bowl in there. And I was like, is there some reason you think it's necessary to leave the empty bowl? And he was like, I don't know. Maybe you wanted to refill it with eggs.
Okay, Elaine, I actually know why he's doing this. It's because he doesn't want to wash the dish. He doesn't want to do dishes. So, like, I'm telling you, I just tapped into the male psyche, and he's actually a genius. You're actually married to a genius. He's saying, okay, if I take the bowl out of the fridge, I'm going to have to wash the dish. Or I could put it back in the fridge and make Elaine clean it when she discovers it.
I think you're giving him too much credit.
Am I? Is he just an idiot and putting it back in the fridge?
I think it's pure laziness.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I told him, it feels like the flip off. That's what it feels like. Like you're flipping me off.
And what did he say?
He just doesn't answer.
How'd you guys meet?
Oh my God. We met because I had a horse and I would go pick up hay at this little feed store, and he was the guy that put the hay in the back of the truck.
Ooh, that's like, isn't that like some porn star? like on a farm? No? You're like, no, Robin, yeah. That's not how porn starts.
I mean, I've had my fantasies, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, what was the second pet peeve?
Okay. The second pet peeve, I think probably every other woman who's married to a man will be able to identify with this. Leaving the clothes on the floor next to the hamper.
Why do men do this?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
And why hasn't Harvard studied it?
You know what? We should run this study. I don't understand. The hamper's right there. Why put it right next to it?
Again, it feels like the flip-off. It feels like, F you, I know you live here, and I know you're going to do this because you can't stand it. So I'm just going to leave it here for you to do.
I think this is universal. I think if we ask 50 women who live with men, if the men put their dirty clothes next to the hamper on the floor, I bet you at least 48% say yes. I mean, 48 out of 50 say yes.
What does security do?
Okay, the fact that you think my brother owns a hamper is hilarious. This is a man. He is such a bachelor. Like, he does not own a hamper. He does... He just like one day will just like scoop up all of his clothes. And remember, we live in Manhattan, and then he has to walk to the laundromat. No bag, just clothes in his hand. So
security tip number one towards finding a woman, get a damn hamper
and then put your clothes next to it on the floor. Elaine, thank you so much for calling in. Security, back me up. Do you have a hamper?
Nope. All I'm doing is sitting here nodding my head.
The whole time I was like, there's no way. I've never seen a hamper in your...
What does a hamper look like exactly?
You know what's funny? When we were kids, we did have a hamper. It was like
where?
That plastic bin. It was white and it was broken.
Oh, that's a hamper?
Yes.
That thing was a hamper?
Yeah, we just had a mom who picked up the clothes after you.
But I think that's the reason why a lot of men leave it. Because
moms pick up after
them.
There it is.
There it is. That's where my brain was going.
Who needs a Harvard study when you have call waiting with Robin Shaw? All right, let's take another call.
So we have Beth on the phone.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, hi, Robin Shaw and security.
I am so happy you called. How are you?
Andy, how are you guys?
I'm good. Okay, so we're talking about pet peeves today. What are you with someone? Are you married? Are you dating? Are you single?
No, I'm taking a breather, honey.
Amen.
None of that noise.
Do you have a pet peeve of an ex?
Yeah. Okay, I thought of this one, and I'm by no means mad about it at all. I actually think this is a wonderful person.
Okay.
It just didn't work out. But okay. So we were dating when I still lived in New York City, and we'd be like walking around. He was very into health and fitness, and he worked out a ton and was like always talking about the specifics of it and really passionate about it, which is great. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We'd be walking around just casually around Manhattan, and he'd be like, hey, Beth, there's a GNC. You need protein. You need protein. Let's go. You need protein. And I'd be like, but I don't wanna. It's not that I'm like such an unhealthy eater or something, but he was just always so concerned about my protein intake.
Oh my God.
Every time drag me into GNC, he'd be like, which one do you want? Which one do you want? And I'm like, they all taste bad. Like, I was
Beth, do you know on dating apps, on their profile, if they say like to lead a healthy lifestyle, I unmatch immediately. Like, and I want, like, I like to be healthy and I want a healthy guy. But if it's so important to live a healthy lifestyle, it's written on their profile. Cause I know that's what's happened. They would tell me to take more protein, you know, or to like do longer cardio.
Yeah.
I don't need that energy. I know what to do. I don't want to be reminded what to do.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so extra. And I remember one time being over at his house and he was like, I cooked for us. I'm like, great. And it was like ground turkey. That's it.
And like steamed broccoli, right?
Maybe. I feel like I forced the side to happen, but yeah, he was like, meat.
Especially right now, because now it's like, you know, every couple of years is like a new diet fad. And like right now it's like protein. You need X amount of protein. So like to date a guy who's like super into that and being like, we need to eat 7 grilled chickens for lunch. It's like, I can't. That's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. And just because it's like their thing doesn't mean you need to be so like hypervigilant about it. Right. It's like, I'm fine. Like I'm eating my veggies. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a pet peeve. I can't get on. Like I just, can't deal with, what can I ask you why you guys broke up? Is that too personal?
No, you can ask. I mean, you already asked. So obviously I have to say you can ask. No,
okay. Tell me the dirt. Why'd you guys break up?
I'll tell you the dirt. So actually what happened was I took him to a friend of mine got married out in New Jersey and we went out for the weekend for the wedding. And a couple of weeks after that, he was like, you know, I feel like, I feel like you're trying to marry me because I took him to this wedding. And I was like, what? How? I was like, what do you mean? I was literally like dumbfounded. And he was like, well, you know, you took me out to that wedding. And I think we were together for about like 6 months at that point.
Uh-huh.
Like, you took me out to that wedding. And I feel like it was just kind of a way for you to get me thinking about marriage and introducing me to like some of your like old friends.
Oh,
and this
see,
and that.
This is like, a pet peeve of me. Guys that read into things way too much. Like you took him to a wedding. That's
yeah.
That's a pet peeve. God, there are some guys who look into everything, especially like I'm someone who's like so overly, like I'll tell everyone I love them, you know, like I'll meet a cashier at, you know, Starbucks. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much for my coffee. I love you. You know? And like, it will bother me if that barista's like, I'm coming on too strong. You know, I'm just affectionate. So you just took him to a wedding doesn't mean much.
Oh my gosh, I know. And everything else was going so great other than the protein thing. So such a bummer. I was so upset. Like this doesn't, like honestly, we never even had like the, and maybe this is on my part, I should have, but like we hadn't really sat down and been like, okay, this is my timeline for like when I'd ideally like to get married and like right. How many kids I want to have. We just got along so well. Like we just had such a great time and always had a lot to talk about.
You know what? If just going to a wedding was like something that gave him the need to like tell you it's moving too fast, then it may have been for the best because like other steps would ruin it also.
Yeah.
So I say good riddance. And also now you don't have to eat protein powder.
Yeah.
So it's a win. Beth, thank you so much for calling in.
Great to talk to you, Robin.
You know, I'm not even kidding. If I see on the profile someone says healthy lifestyle, they got
to
go.
3 to 4 times working out. Pass. Pass. Pass.
I want someone who works out. Pass. Okay, give me another call.
All right, so we have Caitlin on the phone.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, so are you in a relationship? Are you married? Are you single? What's your situation?
I am 100% single by choice.
I like the by choice. Every few weeks, I'm like, you know what? Thank God I'm single. Like, I am done with men. Okay, so what's your pet peeve with an ex or someone?
Yeah, so my biggest pet peeve is that, you know, like usually on the first, second date, guys are like, you know, what are you looking for in a relationship? What are like some things that you feel very strongly about in a relationship? And having like such an open conversation and then literally like on the next date or the one after that, basically trying to get you to do all the things that you were very adamant that like you weren't going to do.
Right.
Like I'm very open that I am not going to get physical with you on the first date. probably not the second or the third either.
Right.
And you know, they're like, no, no, like we respect that. That's so cool. And then it's like, you know, second and third date. And they're like pressuring you.
I almost feel like this is more than a pet peeve and that, and he's just an asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess it's like also just like, so my pet peeve of men in general would be that they're just bad listeners because literally like even after him, I'm the same with every guy. Full disclosure, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. And they always just play that same game. I'm like, oh, all of you are the same, and I'm just over it.
I mean, I also think it's like really funny how low the bar is that for us, a pet peeve is they don't listen. Like that, it's no longer like, oh, you know, he chews with his mouth open. Like, we'll take that. We'll take anything at this point. We just need you to freaking listen to us.
Seriously, like, why is this so hard?
All right, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Robin. Have a good day.
All right, do you want to put through another call?
Yeah, sure. All right, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Oh my gosh, Robin.
So I want to hear about your pet peeve. Is it with someone you're currently with or an ex?
Yes, my husband.
Okay, your husband. How long have you been married for?
It'll be 5 years next week.
Oh, congratulations.
That's crazy.
That's so exciting. And how did you meet?
We actually met in middle school, but we started dating in college.
Oh my gosh. So you've known him forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's been like 20 years.
That's really cute. Okay. So what's the pet peeve?
I'm sure I have lots. I mean, I definitely have lots, but the first thing that came to mind was when we're watching TV, we like have all of our shows together and he'll be sitting there on his phone and like he does little like random things. He'll look things up and he'll like play his little games and I'll like laugh. It'll go, what happened? Like, watch the freaking show.
Oh, my God. Right? Or do you ever get it where they ask, like, well, who's she? And it's, like, your first time watching the movie also. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. And they're like, well, when did, like, why are they talking? You're like, we're watching the same movie. I don't know. Oh, my God, that's so annoying.
Absolutely.
It's so annoying. And, like, I, too, am on my phone while watching movies and TV. But
right.
But then to, like, ask the person you're with or to say, oh, can you rewind that? I missed it because, like, they're on their phone.
Yeah, sometimes I pause it, and he's like, why did you pause it? I'm like, because you're not paying attention.
Exactly. I agree. That is so annoying.
I think next time I'll have to make up, like, a really crazy thing, like, something that's not happening at all.
Totally. Especially if there's, like, a pretty woman in it, you should be like, oh, yeah, she just dropped her shirt for, like, 5 seconds. Your husband will be like, what? Can you rewind?
You just missed it. Her boobs were out.
Anything else? Any other pet peeves? That's a good one.
Sure. I mean, I feel like he doesn't clip his nails enough, and that, drives me freaking crazy. And I tell him to clip them, and then he's like, I know, I will. I'm like, okay, well, they're 4 days too long, and I don't like it.
You know what pet peeve of mine on that topic is? All my exes, I'd be like, come get a pedicure because like their toenails would be so long. And they'd be like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want. I'm like, it's relaxing. Like they think it's a feminine thing, but it's like a hygiene relaxing thing. But men are just like so, not all men, but so many men don't want to get pedicures. And I think they're the greatest things.
Yeah. And it's like, they don't feel like clipping them. So just let someone else clip them. I'm not going to clip them.
You couldn't pay me. Actually, you can pay me. If you're listening to this and you want. I need a job.
For the right price, baby.
I will put my feet on the internet and I will clip your toenails. Hire me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh my God. Can I be honest for a second? I didn't want to admit this to her. I am the person that's on the phone asking what happened. I'm that person.
You've done that to me where we watch stuff. When you've asked me, you're like, what just happened? And I'm like,
I cannot just watch a TV show. I have to be on my phone. Like I have to play a game. I have to multitask. Otherwise, I'll be bored. I really do think this is part of my learning disabilities that I need to like do 10 things. Maybe not. This is just because.
But you don't go to movies. You don't go to movie theaters.
No, because I need to be on my phone. I need to get bored. Or I go to sleep in the movie theaters. I love sleep. I once went on it. I saw Dark Knight. It was a first date, which is a terrible first date, is going to movie. But anyway, took me first date, fell asleep in the first 10 minutes. He woke me up. He's like, Robin, you're sleeping. And I was like, no, it's okay. Enjoy the movie. And I like rolled over and went back to sleep. But you put me in a dark room, I'm out.
I actually saw the Avengers at a midnight showing.
Yeah.
Fell asleep and I snore.
Oh, gosh.
And apparently the person behind me apparently said, what a-hole falls asleep at the Avengers opening night?
Yeah, I can't do dog rooms. But anyway, her pet peeve was totally me. But I didn't want to say it. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, I hate when guys do that. But it was me.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, security, give me another call.
All right, so we have Lindsay on the phone.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I am so good. So excited to be talking with you.
Okay, so today's all about pet peeves. Now, are you going to be telling me a pet peeve about a current significant other or a past significant other?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm doing current. I didn't realize I could do a past.
I didn't give people options.
My current SO might have appreciated that more.
It was just 7 hours later. Are you married? Are you living together? What's the situation?
I am married. Almost 10 years at this point.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We are in it and he is wonderful and I love him and he's fantastic, except for just, you know, this one thing that just drives me absolutely crazy. And it's one of like, I feel so awful saying it because it's one of the worst things ever. And it's that he is a mouth breather.
Oh, yeah. Divorce. No, I'm kidding.
I've been able to get past it for 10 years, but you know, the hardest thing about it, of course, is, you know, when he's sleeping at night, it's just the loudest noise next to me. And at this point I've, you know, gotten, I have my like sound machine literally right next to my ear. Like I'm doing everything to prepare myself at night, but it is definitely one of those things where I don't know how to talk to him about it because you know, it's not like he can do anything about it.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Well, have you mentioned a CPAP, Tim?
No, I haven't.
Because like that's a game changer. My ex snored so loud and it was like really, it was like very, very hard. Like I would wear the earplugs, like I would do everything, but I would still hear it. And so then he did a sleep test, got a CPAP, and then he doesn't make a peep. And now I've started to snore. So now I'm the problem. But like, no, you should bring it up to him. Because if you're snoring, it means like you're not breathing or something like that. I'm not a doctor. Don't hold me to it. But it's something like that. So you actually should get him, like you should recommend it to him that he gets a sleep study. Because then one, it's actually good for his health. And then two, you're going to get a better night's sleep.
Right. It's kind of like a win-win. I mean, this feels like definite. I should definitely do that. I want to sleep better. As long as there's not a cause and effect where I start snoring the way that you did.
Yeah, no, I think mine was because I put on 40 pounds. That was the cause and effect. But I like, honestly, like my advice to you is honestly, it's good for his health too. If he's a mouth breather and he's snoring, it means like he's not getting oxygen to the brain for real. So you should look into it. Have him go. Most insurance covers it. And yeah, it'll be better for his health and you'll get better night's sleep. And it'll make you love sleeping next to him even more.
Oh, that is such good advice. Thank you so much. This is something, yeah. But I have to also figure out how to tell him. That's like, so how do I even bring it up?
I gotcha. Okay. You're the wife.
Okay.
This is what you're going to do. You're going to be like, hey, hon, I set up appointments for both of us to get sleep studies. My friend Robin was telling me how, like, a lot of people stop breathing while they're sleeping and it's not good for your health. So I set up sleep studies for us. And then you get one, too. You never know. Maybe you have a little sleep apnea and need a little mouth guard. Who knows? So I just say set up appointment for both of you so you're not making it about him. It's about both your healths.
That's really interesting. Although then I'm scared of what I'll learn about myself. You know,
like, watch, like, you're a terrible snorer and he's just never told you because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Or I'm like walking around the apartment at night, I'm like sleepwalking or something else is wrong with me and I don't know it.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what, which is why you should do it. You should find out. So, oh no, wait, I got a better solution. Tell him you both are going to a sleep study, but just make it for him. Don't actually go. And then just have like a girl's night and go sleep at your friend's house.
Perfect. I'll be like, my results are perfect. I'm nothing wrong with
me. I'm perfect. This is what we learned is wrong with you. And then you can be like, you snore, you breathe through your mouth, you don't do the dishes, you never clean the bathroom. Like, just say all this was found out from the study.
Yeah, I'll get all my work done from this.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Robin.
You wear a CPAP, right?
Yeah, I do.
And it was a game changer for you, right?
Total game changer. I can't sleep anymore unless I have it.
I need to go. I think I need a CPAP because I never snored. And then in the last year, I started snoring.
Well, you could, you could do now sleep studies at home.
I do think if I lost weight.
that does help. That does help.
I'd rather the CPAP than to go to the gym. Too much work. All right, security, put another call through.
All right, so we have Steph on the phone.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Thanks so much for letting me call.
All right, so are you married?
No, I'm just dating. Okay. Long term.
Is the pet peeve you're calling about with the person you're currently with?
Yes, or just people in general.
Okay, let's hear.
Okay, I really don't like when I can hear people chewing or like chewing with their mouth open is a given, but I really don't like hearing people chew.
There's an actual word for that.
Wait, what's
Do you
the
know
word?
The word?
No.
No, me neither. But there is like a medical term for people who like get the chills when they hear the sound of chewing.
Yeah, that's I have that medical condition.
Yeah, no, it's like an actual condition that like you cannot hear it. No, I agree. Like I get gross. Like I can't. People who chew with their mouth open, I'll get nauseous. Like if I see the food in their mouth, you know what? You know what's also pet peeve is like people who will swallow and start talking and there's leftover food in their mouth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, so I can't do that. And then I know the sound. I won't do it, but it's that chewy, like mushy. Yeah. And there's certain foods that are worse than others.
Right. Exactly. Like a salad, it's like healthy, but it's like when I'm sitting right next to you, it's like there's too much going on.
Yeah. No, that's gross. But there's also like tuna, like mushy foods that are really gross too. Or sushi is like mushy. No, I completely agree. So now if you're dating someone or the guy, does the person you're dating do this?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I guess you can't like always help it. I mean, you could close your mouth, but some foods are just loud.
Right. Which isn't his fault, but it's like I can't hear that.
Do you tell them? Like, would you say to him, you're chewing too loudly?
Yeah, we've been dating long enough that I could be like, could you like stop?
You know how like sometimes people breathe really loudly? You're like, can you stop breathing? Yeah, no, I am with you on that. That's a good one. How did you meet your partner that you're dating right now?
We met at a party in college.
Okay. Did you go up to him or did he go up to you?
I think I went up to him. I was confident.
It's so funny. Like, I am so confident when I'm first meeting someone. And then after 2 days, I lose that confidence. But when I don't know the person, I'm so confident.
Right. Exactly. It was that I don't know you confident.
Yeah. Because I just assume I'm better than everyone. And then I get to know them. And then I'm like, oh, no, you're better than me. And then I start retreating.
Exactly. And then I get intimidated.
Exactly. Until you hear them chew. And then you're like, oh, nope. Now the power's back.
And then I got to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And I will. I hope you the best with chewing sounds.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye. Security, what can you look up the word?
Misophonia.
Yeah, so that it's a real thing.
Yes. Misophonia. Yeah.
I learned it from Caitlin Bristow from the Bachelor franchise that I'm friends with. She has it where you hear it's a like I don't want to hear you chew, but if I do, I don't care. There are some people when they hear chew like want to throw up.
I don't have that. I'm a loud breather. I snore.
You don't have a hamper. You are the pet peeve of people.
As long as I don't write K in a text
or just put a heart on
exactly. All right, Robin, we have Jamie on the phone.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Robin.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so excited to call in.
Okay, so today's all about pet peeves. Are you married? Are you in a relationship? Are you single? What's going on?
I'm in a relationship. I've been dating my boyfriend for like 5 years. We've been together a while.
All right.
Yes. And so, you know, you have some little things when you've been together that long. And
yeah.
My number one pet peeve though, and it's like annoying because I know that I'm sort of in the wrong, so I can't say anything, but it's like when you're watching a movie and you're falling asleep and boyfriends get so mad at you when you're falling asleep while you're watching a movie. I don't know why they get so personally offended, but the way that he wakes me up while I'm falling asleep during the movie is like, he like shakes me in such a way that like, I feel like I'm waking up in the middle of a fire. Right. And it disturbs my sleep all night. And I'm like, just turn it off.
Right.
Sleep.
And then you're angry too. So now you're going to bed angry. Oh my gosh. Why do they do that? Why do they get so mad? It's like they should be happy that you are so comfortable around them and you're enjoying the movie so much that you're in peace with yourself that you could go to sleep.
Right. I'm just so peaceful. I'm like, I try to tell him that. I'm like, this is a good sign for a relationship that I just fall asleep so peacefully next to you. And he acts like he directed the movie or something.
Right. Yeah. Unless you're married to Steven Spielberg, there's no reason for a man to get mad at you for falling asleep during the movie. And I bet Steven doesn't even care if his wife gets, you know, his wife's famous
not.
Too. But that's a sign. But his wife's an actress too, but that's a side point. But anyway, my point is, you're right. Unless he wrote, directed, and produced the film, you know what? You know why we're broken? I should have said me. I shouldn't have said we. But in movies, the men are so romantic. Like the girl falls asleep and the guy like drapes the little blanket that's on the couch over the woman and like kisses her forehead and like takes off her sneakers. I don't know why she's wearing her sneakers on the couch, but doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about. In all the movies and TV shows, they're like, they put the throw blanket on top of her, you know, and then he like turns off the light and goes into the bedroom. That's not realistic. So that broke me. I thought that's how guys are going to react.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Instead, I have him like holding my eyelids open and like shaking me awake every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to stay up. I don't know what you want me to do.
Oh my gosh. I was just saying before, like I cannot, like if the lights are off, I'm out. Like I can't stay up. Like there's, I don't, whether it's a theater or whether I'm home, doesn't matter. I'm out, you know? And people take it so personally. It's not like, it's not bad company. It's not like you're performing. It's,
right. I'm like, you've been silent for the past 45 minutes. Like, of course I'm asleep.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why don't you get up and tap dance and maybe I'll be up instead of just sitting there. No, I completely agree. Also, wait, this is a little bit of my pet peeve. Why is it, maybe this is just like the guys I've dated, but like as I'm falling asleep, that's when they want to get it on.
Yeah, always.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like you come home from dinner, like I'm kind of like, oh, I'm full, whatever. Then like, or he's full. I'm like, you know, their timing doesn't align. And then as soon as I'm ready to like go asleep, shut my eyes, dead asleep. He's like, hello.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like literally starting to go into my REM sleep. And that's when they're like, hi, Robin. I'm like, oh, no, you again.
I don't know what it is. I think that is like a universal guy thing, though.
Yeah. All right. So this is what I suggest to any men that are listening, which are about 7 of you guys or women. Play this part for your man. Okay. You know what women love? When we fall asleep, you take the throw blanket and put it over us, kiss us on our forehead, and leave.
Yes. And plug my phone in to make sure it's charging.
You're right. You know what? That's how you know you're going to get lucky the next day. If I wake up and my phone is plugged in, you'll get lucky.
Yes, he does plug my phone in. So that's his redeeming quality from the pet peeve. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. It was fun talking to you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, it's like a universal thing that a lot of women fall asleep while watching TVs and movies. And I guess some people get upset.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Okay, so if you don't know this, I, Robin, cannot take all the bad that's in the world. When I watch the news, it really affects my mental health, and then I'm upset for days. So what Security and I started doing was he finds news stories that are funny or light or fluffy or crazy, and it helps me stay happy. Okay. So I asked Security to find some news stories around the topic of pet peeves. Were you able to find some?
Yes, I was. Okay. There are some people that are not happy with, well, that deal with pet peeves of other people.
All right. So Security, give me the news that Robin needs to know.
All right. So first, let's go to Paris, France, where a woman who's very upset with her husband because he has this thing that he does, which is spell things incorrectly. Again, I'm guilty of that, you know, but he kind of wrote their child's name wrong on the birth certificate. The kid's name is supposed to be Isaac, and which is I-S-S-A-C. He spelled it I-S-A-A-C. So the kid's name is not Isaac. It's now Isaac.
You know, Dad did that with me, right?
Wait, he spelled your name wrong?
Yeah, he spelled on my birth certificate. He spelled it R-O-B-I-M. And then Mom saw it like days later and was like, Ira, are you an idiot? That's not how you spell her name. It's R-O-B-Y-N. And they had to go fix it.
Really? I didn't even know
yes.
that. Well, actually, he wrote my social security number wrong when I was like going into kindergarten. And I had the wrong social security number all the way to college.
My dad really doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
That's funny. All right, next news story.
All right, so our next news story, we're going to go to Australia.
This is a real international episode,
yeah,
huh?
So a woman, she deals with her husband, the pet peeve that she just can't stand, he's forgetful. And he forgets things, which, okay, he forgets it. And she always tells him, Tuesdays and Thursdays, you come home with the lottery ticket, these numbers specific. He's like, okay. He comes home one day and he forgot. And she's like, again, you forget. Go and get the lottery tickets. He went and got the lottery ticket. They didn't win the jackpot, but they had enough numbers. They won $1 million. So wonderful, wonderful story. He felt so bad that he forgot.
Yeah.
He actually bought 2 lottery tickets with those numbers, which means they won $2 million. You don't see it, but
I love how you get so excited about these news stories.
I spent hours looking at for this stuff.
No, be honest. How long did it take you to find articles?
Just 20 minutes.
No, be honest. No, did you look? Did you look last night or today? This afternoon. On the Uber over here?
No. I
also, I just, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, because I told you that the topic was pet peeves.
Yes.
Do any of these articles have anything to do with pet peeves, or are you Security throwing in the word pet peeves as you're introducing the article?
Well, he forgets.
I guess
which
it
is
a pet peeve if someone, you get annoyed that your husband forgets a lot. That is a pet peeve.
Okay, now looking at this last story,
okay.
I'm going, okay, it's a pet peeve, but this guy walked into it.
What do you mean? Okay, give me the last news story.
Okay, now, If I say this name, you might not know who it is. If I say Jonathan Bennett, you wouldn't know who that is.
No.
But if I say Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls,
oh yeah,
you know who that is.
Yeah.
So apparently his husband is not really happy with him.
Okay.
Because of something he does, which technically isn't his fault.
What?
That it's when they go on vacations, he spends a lot of time, the husband, alone. Because Jonathan is with fans or taking photos with fans and all that. But like, he kind of walked into it. But he has like TikToks of him alone in famous places because his husband is dealing with fans and has to take photos with fans and all that. So
he's starting to go viral because of these videos?
Yeah. And he's upset. Like, he's saying his pet peeve is that he can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but again, is that it's a pet peeve that he kind of walked into?
Well, no, I know a lot. Like, I remember my, like, two exes ago hated coming to comedy shows with me because he hated after the shows I wouldn't be around him. So that, I guess that is a pet peeve. All right. I would rate these news articles.
I didn't know I'm getting rated.
Yeah, obviously.
I didn't know this.
I think by me rating your news articles will keep you actually trying to find good news articles.
I thought.
I didn't give you a rating yet, so you don't know if it's good or bad.
Oh, okay. 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 I'm
2 out of 10. All right, give me your sign off.
All right, well, thank you guys so much. I look forward to doing this next week with 3 more new stories, because that's all the news that Robin needs to know, Pet Peeve Edition.
Guys, thank you so much for calling in. I love talking to you guys. If you want to call in, make sure you're following me at Instagram or at TikTok, at Robin Shaw Comics. This way you know the topic for the week. And then just call the number 720-72-ROBIN. And you spell Robin with a Y. Why? Because I love you. And make sure you subscribe, review, leave a nice comment. It helps me so much. And I really appreciate it. All right, guys. Have a good week. Hold on. We have a call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.